You've got it, you've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You see the Earth? It's a beautiful planet. Infested with control freaks who have combined themselves into organized gangs. They've taken control of most of our governments and corporations. It's time we awaken to the real threat and restored liberty planet-wide, what I call 1776 worldwide. Thank you for joining us. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the 20th day of May, 2012. We are accelerating towards Bilderberg 2012. And it is in Chantilly, Virginia, where they held it 4 years ago. I've confirmed that through two different sources. To my knowledge, it never moved a venue. They may, though, because there is massive protests being prepared, and a bunch of mainstream media are covering it, Politico and others today. And they admit they're real, they do shape policy, but we're still conspiracy theorists. I'm still a conspiracy theorist for being right, for reporting on it for 17 years, for being accurate, for being there 4 years ago when Obama and Hillary were inside making a deal. When national news was, where have they gone for a day? We're there, calling media. They're here, Bilderberg. They're like, we're not allowed to report on that. But Bilderberg has no power. Media wasn't allowed to report on it. I was told that from national news sources. But they don't have any power. So that is coming up. Bilderberg Agenda attracts national exposure. Politico, Rubio, and the Bilderberg Conspiracy, all at InfoWars.com right now. Every day, most of the news in here is stuff I've IM'd or already read or looked at before I get into the office, but every day they give me stacks of stuff now I hadn't seen yet. Here's the London Independent. Britain arrested in Thailand after being found with roasted human babies. A whole bunch of them roasted and wrapped in gold leaf to be sold to rich people for satanic rituals. It's like, used to, I saw this every few months. Now it's every 2 days. Remember one a few days ago last week? Thousands of pills filled with powdered human baby flesh discovered by customs officials in South Korea. I'm going to tie that in with this little stack first when we come back. Normalcy bias. How does that tie in with Stockholm syndrome and learned helplessness? Because people develop these psychological labels, which have a lot of reality based in them. They're not just theories. They've been demonstrated and observed and are real syndromes. But then the syndromes, a lot of times in college, they have debates about, what do you think of this theory or that theory? And so many times it's a combo of both. That's full spectrum analysis. But to understand how people go into tyrannies, how they put up with more and more, how societies fall, we're going to be looking at normalcy bias. Stockholm syndrome and learned helplessness coming up. Now it ties into the roasted baby traffic, which is big. I mean, why is he in trouble for some roasted babies? I mean, the Journal of Pediatrics says we should give our kids mercury. It's good for their brains. The Journal of Bioethics has come out and said, kill kids up to age 3 and kill grandma. Bill Gates says that. I mean, what's wrong with that? And that's the idea. Well, the problem was they weren't a big cosmetic maker in France putting melted down babies in their products, or Pepsi with fetus flavoring. Yeah, I first saw that 2 years ago. I didn't believe it. Then it came out in court. It was true. And the federal regulators said, yeah, the shareholders can't block this. There's nothing like fetus flavoring. Remember I said about 2 weeks ago on air, I said it's like the golden child where that demon is trying to feed the child the blood of a kid they sacrificed under the oatmeal. And the demon says, you will eat it. And then, sure enough, here they are in satanic rituals, wanting to be infected by it and eat the roasted babies. And it's all in the article, London Independent. You will eat it. But see, that's not life imitating art. That's art imitating life. You will drink your Pepsi. You will become defiled. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Worldwide broadcast lined up for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 20th day of May 2012, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And then I'm back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, coming up in about 30 minutes, Dr. Webster Tarpley, who has written two books, including the unauthorized biography of Barack Hussein Obama, is going to be joining us. Dr. Tarpley is what you'd call a progressive, but he day one said, yes, Obama really was, the evidence shows, born in Kenya. And then we also have Dr. Corsi joining us for 30 minutes in the second hour. He is, of course, a famous conservative who helped swift boat John Kerry. And he has been documenting and traveling the world to prove it, that Barack Obama was born in Kenya. Now, again, I would rather focus on who finances Obama, on Fast and Furious, on all the crimes he's committed, the carbon taxes, shutting down coal power plants, and giving waivers to his friends, government socialist health care, 2,000 waivers to major companies. They don't have to buy it, but you do. Serious economic espionage and discrimination against the American people, launching wars without congressional approval, saying he's under UN command, violating Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, serving as the first U.S. president or anyone sitting in the executive as the head of the Security Council, totally illegal. Those are bona fide issues that he should be impeached over. But if you look at the birther issue, it's true. He was not born here. His name's not even Barack Obama. It's Barry Sotero. And I remember reading that 4 years ago when Tarpley was covering it, and he had the documents, but I had trouble believing it. And then they said, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. And then a couple of years ago, they went, oh, his name was Barry Sotero. He did change his name to that, and he did go to the mosque. And I'm not saying it's bad to be a Muslim, but he lied about not being a Muslim. He was, and he gave up his U.S. citizenship to become an Indonesian citizen. You had to at the time. He is an Indonesian citizen. And then it turned out that his grandmother did say he was born in Kenya. It's all true. And I saw the media for years say there's no such thing as a long-form certificate. Here it is. And I knew from having children and having to get the receipt of the long form and the long form to get a passport, I knew that that was a receipt. Plus, I washed mine one time and had to get the original. Before I could do that, I had to get the receipt that you get from the Bureau of Vital Statistics. So I knew that that wasn't the full birth certificate. They were talking to the American people like they were dumb. But that didn't work because everybody knew, no, there's a receipt that you have a birth certificate, and then there's an actual real copy of the birth certificate. So then they released the long form, and then it's fake and got proven across the board as fake. I mean, here's just one anomaly. It had over 50. It used a fake computer font that looks like typewriter, but all the letters of the similar type were exactly the same. And with a typewriter, every time it splashed down on the ribbon, you push it with different degrees of force each time. It hits a different area of the ribbon. It hits a different area of the paper. Each one is like a snowflake or fingerprint. It's different. All the C's, the A's, the T's, everything was identical. It just looked like a typewriter strike. It's fake. Okay? It's fake. 100% it's fake. Sheriff Arpaio's people look at it. They go, yeah, it's fake. The Selective Service card is fake. He's got a fake Social Security number of a dead woman in Connecticut. That's been confirmed. The State Department confirmed his dad wasn't his dad and threw him out of the country. I mean, this really even freaks me out because you know why, folks? They can blackmail him with this info. They can blackmail him with this info. So we're going to dedicate about half the broadcast today or more to this because it's true. His name is Barry Sotero. He's an Indonesian citizen. That's undebatable. And there's fake birth certificates. And why am I raising this? Oh, I forgot. I was just giving you the backstory. As you know, on Thursday it came out. And within 1 hour, the White House responded. Within 1 hour, Breitbart group dug through it. They don't want to get Breitbart, so they said, "No, we're not saying this means he was born in Kenya. Don't kill us. Don't kill us." They had to preface with that. Don't kill us. Don't Arkansas us. Don't Breitbart us. You know, we know they killed him within an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. They announced it was a heart attack, heart attack. And then the coroner died. But side issue. The point is they're like, don't suicide us. But his literary agent, his agent for 16 years, 9 months, we've looked at the actual numbers, in hundreds of publications, hundreds, including Harvard Law Review, said Obama was born in Kenya, then lived in Indonesia, then Hawaii. You're like, well, why is there the birth announcement in the newspaper? If your mother and your grandmother are CIA, which has now been confirmed, absolute fact, and you're born overseas, you want them to have that birthright, extremely valuable even today, but especially then, so you put a fake birth announcement in. That's the oldest trick in the book. But he was born in Kenya. And Dr. Corsi, of course, went over to Kenya a couple years ago and got arrested and put on house arrest for a day until he could get put back on an aircraft. And then we later learned, this is in Corsi's new book, Where's the Birth Certificate? I should add available at Infowars.com. And on there, he has the copies. This has been confirmed by the White House. Bush, when Hillary was saying Obama was born in Kenya and they were running against each other, that's where this all came from. Because, of course, the Clintons have all the FBI files on people. They're still running Washington. It's like their third administration right now under Obama. It wasn't just because she's nasty and mean. It's because she knew that was true. So she had her surrogates release that. Well, Bush wanted to know, so he had the U.S. ambassador to Kenya. This is declassified. This came out after the election, though. Go over there and say, I want the records. They went and looked. They said they've been cut out. It appears to be criminal. Folks, you don't cut out. Did you catch that? You don't cut out something that wasn't there. They don't need to cut my birth records of being born in Brazil out because I was born in Dallas, Texas, 1974. You don't cut records out. You know, they say, oh, John McCain, he wasn't born in America. That's actually true. He wasn't born in the U.S., but he was born on a U.S. military base. So then they throw that back out at us. It doesn't matter. I didn't like McCain either. McCain isn't the president. McCain isn't compromised. And McCain was born on a military base. Born on a ship, just a military base. People go, oh, well, there wasn't a base in Panama yet. Well, there was actually a Marine Corps base, but side issue, he was born on a ship. But that part doesn't matter because I get these emails and see these comments of coming into the office about, well, what about McCain? McCain isn't the president. There hadn't been a giant cover-up of this. His publicist, the one he still got, his main publicist, turns out in promo stuff to get Dreams of My Father published, they said this. Ladies and gentlemen, for 16 plus years, he said he was born in Kenya. And within hours, they come out and go, oh, this must be the source of the false rumor. No one ever knew about all these hundreds of publications. You know, he could end all this right now. All of his Harvard, all of his other two colleges he went to, all of his State Department programs he was involved in, all of his records, high school, everything. It's not this way with other presidents. They're all sealed under national security. So just release it. Just release it. Release it, but they won't. Okay, I'm done talking about that. Politico is talking about Infowars.com. So is Business Insider. And so is a bunch of other publications concerning Bilderberg. Will they admit the world of leaders secretly meeting in 2 weeks? Wow. See, the alternative media is the new dominant media, so the old media has...
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us here on the Sunday edition. If you're a new listener, I'm Alex Jones. I'm a constitutionalist. I want freedom. It's not about being right-wing or left-wing. It's about being constitutional, which basically means I'm about 180 degrees in the opposite direction of people like Barack Obama, but also most of the Democrats and Republicans in the Congress. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to spend the next half hour and the half hour after that with Dr. Corsi, expert on Obama and his fraudulent background, the imposter El Presidente we have, and the fact that all the special interests know this and can completely blackmail him. And we've got Dr. Webster Tarpley, who's one of the first birthers, and he himself more of what you call a classical American system type progressive. The point is he's not a Republican operative. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, coming up in the last 30 minutes after those guests leave, if you do not want to miss this, Bilderberg Agenda attracts national exposure, Romney policy advisor on defensive over secretive group's power. And to go from 17 years ago talking about Bilderberg Group on air and having people laugh at me when some of their documents had leaked and folks had broken into the meetings and the media said it didn't exist and things like that, to now having the Washington Post and Politico come out and admit that Bilderberg meets and to a great extent does vet politicians, royalty, Rothschilds, Rockefellers. And they go on to plug Infowars.com and say that, well, yes, we're still conspiracy theorists, but we discovered the location this year and we broke all that. But and it does exist. And they do want world government, but it's good world government. So I'm still bad for being right, though. I don't get any journalism award or anything. And you don't either for talking about it and warning people. You're bad for being right. You see, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. That's Eric Blair. I have my own quote I was thinking about today while I was swimming laps in Barton Creek. What was it? If tyrants were whales, they would swim in an ocean of lies. No, that wasn't it. It was better than that. If a tyrant was a whale, apathy is the ocean in which they swim. But the quote popped in my mind. It was much better than that. It was Twitter worthy. I'll formulate it again in my mind during the break. I think so good when I'm jogging or swimming. I guess because all that oxygen is going through my tiny little walnut brain. And side issue. So that is coming up. I will cover this also. A lot of mainstream news picking up InfoWars, using it as a news source. We're really breaking through. Agenda 21, is the U.S. on the verge of takeover? That's Business Insider. They favorably linked our reports and say they've looked at our research and it looks pretty darn accurate. You bet it is. See, they can't just laugh at us anymore and go, oh, none of that exists. And here's the Examiner, Obama impeachment bill gaining steam. And it breaks down our interview with Walter Jones last week and how Ron Paul has endorsed it. Very, very exciting on that Obama impeachment bill gaining steam by the folks over at the Examiner. So good job there. And I'll be covering that in more detail coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show today. I meant to get to this now, but I'm running out of time here. So I'm just going to cover a smattering of other news now. And then the last 30 minutes, I'll also get to really what's on my heart and mind, what I want to cover that's most important. And that's normalcy bias and how it ties into Stockholm syndrome and learned helplessness. And those are three different observed psychological mass cultural, but also individual manifestations that you need to understand. They also tie into cognitive dissonance. Guys, you print me a definition of cognitive dissonance, so I don't forget to cover that. Because all of these are seen as different phenomenon, but they're not. It's all part of denial, all part of being sheep-like. And it leads to a very dark place. Good, in essence, wants to build up and have more light and empowerment and creativity. Evil seeks to dominate, destroy, humiliate. And evil manifests a population with a heavy normalcy bias, a mass Stockholm syndrome system, a huge learned helplessness. So I will cover that, and I'll tie it into, there's a bunch of the, I mean, the scary part is every couple of days I see these articles now. It's so prolific. A couple of days ago I was covering this scandal, and it's in the Daily Mail, also Associated Press. Thousands of pills filled with powdered human baby flesh discovered by customs officials in South Korea coming out of China. Of course, that's because they're small-time operators shipping in 17,000 pills. Big U.S. and French have been caught, companies. It's in a lot of the cosmetics now. It's in the high-end collagen women inject their lips with. It's not a good idea. It can carry viruses and things, but plus it dehumanizes. But oh, so what? See, when you don't care about the humanity of a baby, well, suddenly you don't have any humanity. Nobody cares about you. See, this worldly idea of care about yourself, you know, me, like that's some type of attribute, and like you're getting ahead of people. That's like not peeing in the pool. That's like pooping in the pool. And it's like if everybody went and pooped in the pool. Sorry to use that analogy. It'd be very horrible. See, people develop morals for cultures and societies because they want their children to have a future. The world and the Madison Avenue sells being trendy and evil and into darkness as if it's sexy and powerful. Well, I've been around the block, and I've experienced evil. Let me tell you, there's nothing good about it. The winners at the level up below ultra elite, the ultra elite are all about deception, backstabbing, but not with each other. It's about for everybody else. But in successful business and life, if you're known as being honorable, if you're known as your word meaning something, if you're known as delivering the goods, then you are loved. And in a world of betrayal, let me tell you, you're like a life raft. So all you yuppies out there think it's so cool to be mindless and to be disreputable and to be backstabbing and fake, you have no future. I mean, you think you're getting ahead at a little low-level, bottom feeder level? You're like worms eating a dead fish on the bottom of the sea, while those of us that are into liberty and freedom are like eagles up in the sky. I'll continue here with the parables, but I see articles like this all the time, and I remember 10 years ago we were writing articles about China selling political dissidents' organs, and the State Department came out and attacked us and others and said it didn't exist. Well, China admits they have ads where they advertise political dissidents' organs, and the fact that Falun Gong are healthy and don't drink and don't, you know, have sex with people they're not married to and all this stuff. But every few days now I see articles like this one today, London Independent. And again, it's the normalcy bias. Bill Gates came out last year. You just type in Bill Gates endorses death panels. You'll see him in two different speeches. And he says, yeah, you kill grandma, you can hire 10 teachers. And the teachers clap in one of the speeches. See, the normalcy bias, after they got government health care, now the death panels are going in, but they say, yeah, we're not going to let you have that procedure. England already has it. They had Newsweek come out and say, case for killing granny. Here it is. Britain arrested in Thailand after being found with 6 roasted human fetuses to be sold to Westerners. They were wrapped in gold leaf to be eaten as part of black magic rituals for rich Westerners. That's right. See, there's nothing cooler for a nouveau riche yuppie than to eat some baby parts. Satanism.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Everybody knows the president was born in Kenya. Everybody knows he kicks his orders from the UN and Chicago mob. Everybody knows he wants our guns and ship the others into Mexico. Everybody knows the big banks launder the drug money. Everybody knows the rich people eat fetus pills. But that's how it goes. Cause everybody knows. Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking.
Really? I thought Don King fights aren't rigged. I heard that was a conspiracy theory. So he got arrested for murder and was a mobster. So I don't believe any of the Don King fights are fixed. You people are weird. You should not question anybody or have any discernment. You should go to the worst part of town and walk down alleys at night with big wads of cash in your pockets. Yeah. Oh, their free house? Remember all the Obama supporters? I'm going to get a free house.
Mr. President, everybody. I'm going to get a free car, Mr. President. And he'd say, yes, you're going to get it. Oh, you wanted your free box of chocolates and you didn't get it. All right, with us for the rest of this hour, a little bit of the next, and then Dr. Of course he's going to be joining us, is Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley. But I got to hit one thing before we go to Webster. With the incontrovertible, overwhelming, over the top, in quadruplicate, on top of quadruplicate. That's only eight. There's like hundreds of pieces of evidence he was born in Kenya, and they're using that to blackmail Obama. Before we get to that, and the latest revelations here, and analyze it, because I didn't spend enough time Friday covering it, so here on the Sunday show we are, I thought I'd cover the Washington Times. House GOP leaders order Holder to cooperate on gun-running probe. Well, number one, we played the press conferences 2 years ago where Holder admitted he was running Operation Gunrunner. He just didn't tell people they were shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. So then he got caught in testimony last year lying. He's since been caught. So has that creature, Janet Napolitano, all of them. I've done newscasts over and over again, nightly news, here on the radio as well. Showing you the video clips, dated from C-SPAN, but the mainstream media is too lazy or too dumb. Fox News won't go back and show the perjury. The point is, if the system wants to destroy Obama, they can. Mitt Romney's a fall guy. He's taken a fall. He won't go after Obama on launching wars without congressional approval, saying the UN's his boss, shipping guns in. He won't go after him for the energy deals. And a lot of conservatives are noticing that. And again, people are like, what, are you a Republican? No. That's my point. It shows Romney is bought and paid for, that he won't go after Obama. But the reason I raise Fast and Furious, where, again, they've been caught shipping hand grenades and 20,000-plus guns now to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, is I got here an hour and a half before showtime, and we've got three TVs on, one in here in the control room, one in the break room, and one out in the video editing conference room. They're always on, 24 hours a day. We've got people here pretty much 24 hours a day. And we've got Fox on one, CNN on another, and MSNBC on another, or CNBC. Well, I was flipping through the channels, because my son's up here today, and he wanted to watch some TV. I rarely let him, but I wanted to put it on National Geographic or something. And I went on Al Gore's channel that's in basic cable and basic satellite. And it shouldn't be, by the way. It doesn't even have 100,000 viewers an hour. It's not supposed to be in there. There's a big controversy. And there is this thing nobody watches. And so now I've been here for over 2 hours, and it's still demonizing the Second Amendment and saying guns are causing violence in Mexico. No, drug prohibition and the fact that there is no Second Amendment in Mexico is causing that. And the White House shipping 20,000-plus guns and hand grenades in so they could trace them back and blame the Second Amendment, that is. And in hours of going back there during each break to see what they're up to, they never mention Fast and Furious. It's incredible. It's incredible. All right, enough from me. We're here to get an update from Dr. Webster Tarpley. He's written two books on Obama, including the unauthorized biography. I have to say, everything he wrote before Obama even got in office, as Obama was elected, he was president-elect, his first book came out. And he also wrote George Bush, the unauthorized biography in 92, that's amazingly accurate, as the blueprint for many subsequent biographies. He's fluent in Italian, German, French, Latin. He's a doctor of history. He's also an economist. Top of his class. I won't go through it all. He has a PhD in the history. We're just going to stop right there. He's a beta, a five beta kappa Fulbright scholar, University of Turin, Italy. The point is, Webster Tarpley joins us. He was the first to really skewer Obama. But I got to be honest. I was telling him, you know, back in 07, I'm like, born in Kenya? Come on, Tarpley. And he said, yes, they want to get him in to blackmail him. He's going to be worse than Bush. So he made the Obama deception that was made while he was president-elect, released a month after he was in office, been seen over 40 million times online. It's free, the Obama deception, or buy the DVD at InfoWars.com. And the point is that it is so incredibly accurate. Get that film out to everybody and explain to them it's 3.5 years old. It'll blow them away because everything in it has come true. People think it was made yesterday. The full blueprint, and Tarpley's one of the main experts who helped me make the film, and he's in the film. Now, that said, why are we going back into the providence of the birth certificate and all this? because now we learn his literary agent, the one he still uses, for 16 years, 9 months, has put out over 100 publications, including Harvard Law Review, you name it, saying he was born in Kenya. And all of his other records are sealed. Folks, he was born in Kenya. We've got the fake birth certificates, people getting arrested trying to go to Kenya, the White House admitting in investigations that it's been cut out of the birth filings in Kenya. That means it was there. His mother's CIA, grandma's CIA. So the point is, all they've got is the fake thing in the newspaper saying he was born in Hawaii, which you would do so you could later claim that fraudulently. The point is, we got him. And they're trying to spin this. Dr. Tarpley, thank you for joining us. We've got a break in about 3 minutes. We'll have you for two more segments. But why is this so important, and what do you make of the new info? Then we'll come back and get into it in detail.
Well, I think we're still in a situation where the preference of the ruling class for president in 2012 is not clear. I would not dismiss Romney at all. I think Romney is a formidable candidate for some of the worst segments of the ruling class. But then, since you want to start with Obama, this indeed is what I've gone through in Obama the Postmodern Coup, published in the spring of 2008, and then Barack H. Obama the Unauthorized Biography in particular, which is from about August of 2008. So that was.
Well, I just remember in 07, you must have had articles out breaking all that was in the book, basically. I remember you.
Well, starting actually January 08, starting between the Ohio caucus and New Hampshire when it hit me what this was. So the situation is more or less what you've said, that we've got this literary agent who points to the fact that Obama was born in Kenya, his father a Kenyan finance minister. I think that's a little bit exaggerated. And then you've got, I believe, the Secretary of State of Arizona, who wants to require the authorities in Hawaii to deliver a birth certificate. I think the long and the short of that is simply you want to see the original birth certificate, right? Last year, last April, Obama responding to all this pressure after Obama had claimed that there was no such thing as a long-form birth certificate, he finally produced such a long-form birth certificate, except not the original, only a copy, and that makes it impossible to analyze. But look, I think we've also got to get the big picture in this. In other words, the utility of Obama for the ruling class depends on his ability to deliver what they want. And you, as you're pointing out, he is a dyed-in-the-wool CIA foundation agent, CIA, OSS family. Of course, his entire career is working for these foundations.
That's right. This confirms he is a British citizen born in Kenya at that time.
Yes, and that's all fine. But now let's also have a political judgment of all of this, which is I think the way in which the decision is actually made.
All right, stay there. And let's not forget, folks, everything you're hearing you can look up and document. Abercrombie, the governor of the state of Hawaii, said 2 months before Obama released the long form that he said didn't exist, said, "We've looked, it's not there," to a reporter. That was in the Honolulu Advertiser. I mean, they made this thing up. He's not who he says he is. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Webster, I know you politically want to break down the candidates. I'm going to do some of that in the next little segment. And then Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us to give us his angle on this, but the magnitude of this on top of his grandmother saying he's born in Kenya, all of this, the Barry Sotero name, one other name, giving up his U.S. citizenship to become Indonesian. I mean, why would the power structure put somebody in who they know is this compromised? I guess I answer my own question, to compromise him, but who is Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama? From your deep research, you're the first person I really know of pointing this out. Who is he from your world travels?
He is a foundation operative. That is to say, he represents the viewpoint of the degenerate ruling class of this country, the financier elite, the finance capital, the bankers.
But who is he? Is he Kenyan? He has so many backgrounds. I mean,
call him cosmopolitan. In other words, he's as cosmopolitan as finance capital in the globalized era. When he said that stuff about the bitter clingers, remember the bitter clinger quote from San Francisco. He says the jobs went away 30 years ago. He forgot to say the jobs were destroyed by Paul Adolf Volcker, his great friend. And then he said the people cling to what? To religion, guns, anti-trade, and then some kind of chauvinism. So that sort of contempt is, I think, the idea. Now, here's the problem, though. Obama's intentions are as evil as can be, and his technique is clever. Because instead of coming at you with a chainsaw to destroy you and cut your head off the way a reactionary Republican would. Obama does it with the death of a thousand cuts. He does it through, dissembling, deception.
Oh, he makes Bill Clinton look honest where he says, I don't want NDAA, but it turns out he demanded the secret provisions. Then he says, I won't sign it so opposition won't form. Then he signs it on New Year's Eve. I mean, he's something else.
So we have the argument, right, which I think is has a lot of merit, that Obama actually delivers more evil because the Republican might want more evil, but because of their ham-handed tactics, they can't deliver. But now here's the point. What's the limit of that? Obama wants evil, but can he deliver? Now we look at what the ruling class wants now. They want two things, probably another war and certainly genocidal austerity to finance new bailouts for the banks.
And by the way, they say at the NATO summit and at the G20 that just met there at Camp David and also in Chicago that it looks like war. They're very pleased. Lieberman says looks like they might go into Syria.
This is exactly what I wanted to say. Lieberman sees Obama as inching towards war, and it's true. We had last month some small changes of personnel inside the National Security Council. Some warmongers were put in, people who are more apt to pull the trigger. And we've also got this idea.
But wait, I got to interrupt. It's not war when Obama does it.
The Washington Post today outlines a plan. We've just had this Eager Lion 2012 exercise, right? 17,000 troops, 12 countries, or maybe the other way around. But Eager Lion in Jordan was a drill for seizing control of parts of Syria. Now, the pretext that's outlined in the Washington Post today is that the planning for an invasion of Syria is going to use the pretext of Al-Qaeda being there. Naturally, the Al-Qaeda is there because they sent it there, but the story told to the public will be, oh, we have to seize various parts of Syria because Al-Qaeda has come in during this civil strife, and we therefore have to seize control of the nerve gas.
And that's how dumb they think we are, because as you know, Rice said 2 weeks ago, Assad stepped down or our jihadis will keep blowing stuff up.
Right, and of course the interesting thing, I mean, I would invite people, take a look at any good account of Hitler and Czechoslovakia in 1938. Hitler was deploying his own terrorists, his SS, his Sudeten Germans, to attack police stations in Czechoslovakia. And then he turned around and said, oh my God, the Czech government can't maintain order in Czechoslovakia. I have to invade. So this is a Hitlerian tactic. But the question now is, will Obama do that? Here's the other dimension. The October surprise, we got these reports from Israel that the decision once again for war has been made, but that the war will come as an October surprise in this sense, that it will be an Israeli attack in October with the idea that Obama will be forced to go along and join in and escalate the Israeli attack, because otherwise he'll be portrayed as a weakling. But now here we reach an interesting point. Once we've talked about Netanyahu as this now having seized more power in Israel than he had before, once we've mentioned Netanyahu, we better talk about Romney. Because Romney and Netanyahu are two twins, and they have been bosom buddies, the best of friends, since 1976, when they worked hand in hand, cheek by jowl, at the Boston Consulting Group. In other words, we can see a personal alliance where Romney has helped Netanyahu. Romney was giving Netanyahu advice on economics and finance. Romney was telling Netanyahu how to design more effective economic warfare against Iran. And Netanyahu was giving political advice to Romney. It is an unprecedented personal alliance in modern times of two people at or near the top of their respective governments who have this kind of relation. And it seems to me this is one of the other reasons why you've got to take Romney absolutely seriously. This was all written up in the New York Times in the first week.
No, I know, but I mean, take Romney. Bain Capital, that he still owns a lot of, has given double to Obama. And a lot of my inside Republican sources say the word is Romney may take a dive for Obama. But I respect your view and deep research on this. You think they may be thinking about removing one roll of toilet paper and putting a new one on named Mitt Romney?
Absolutely. Now, here's the thing. I know you focused on the Bilderberger, and rightly so, right? The Bilderberg meeting here in Chantilly, this is one of the places, it's not the only one, but it's a prominent one, where this kind of a decision might be made. In other words, if the Bilderberg Group decides to throw its immense weight of finance and press and all the rest in favor of one candidate or the other.
And 4 years ago, we were the only media there at the same Chantilly event. It's 3 years in Europe, 1 year in the U.S.
Right.
Or Canada. Our sources have confirmed they are meeting there.
It's a rather shabby hotel. I think I've been there.
It's a giant conference center. It's five star, but it's not. It's not as fancy as
some of the things they've had.
No, I understand.
The idea. At this, we
the point
know,
is they were
like
choosing
time,
Obama and Hillary there, to finish my point.
Yeah, last time you had, Edwards, Hillary, Obama, they all went, right? They were all, trying to get the support of the Bilderberg Group. Now, this time around, I assume Obama will be there, Romney will be there, others may be there. And I think that'll be a place where you can find out. But now, I would also urge people to take a look backwards. Right? I think I've done everything I could to tell the Obama story in useful time. Now, let's talk a couple of things about the Romney story. One thing is this alliance with Netanyahu. Here's the other thing. Look inside Mormonism. Look at the white stallion prophecy. Look at the white horse prophecy. This is Joseph Smith, founder of Mormonism back in 1843. Joseph Smith ran for president.
Yeah, the Constitution's hanging by a thread, and a Mormon will save it.
Yeah. So here's the idea, that the Mormons would go to the Rockies and become a great power, and then at some point when the Constitution is hanging by a thread, the Mormons will come forward essentially and take over the government. Now, that white horse, according to many, according to, I think, the Baptists, they will tell you that's the apocalypse. Those are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And that is death on a pale horse. In other words, that is something you'd rather not have happen. So
Tarpley, you're invoking religion here as an anthropologist to get people to go after Romney. Why are you really against Romney?
I want people to be against the entire system. I think one of the problems we have right now is we're paying a terrible price for our failure to create an alternative against both parties, against every one of them, outside and against Republicans, reactionary Republicans, libertarian Republicans, Wall Street Democrats, centrist Democrats, all of them.
No, you're right. The entire system is owned by them.
Okay. But now, here, the Mormons, let's look at them. The thing with the Mormons, they send the kids go abroad, right, for 1.5 years of missionary work. When they come back, they've learned a foreign language. They go to work for the CIA immediately. There's a strong Mormon faction in the CIA. There's always been a Mormon faction in the FBI, right? The rule of thumb was always half the FBI was Jesuits from Fordham University and the other half were Mormons. The Defense Department, the Scowcroft people, right? Brent Scowcroft, the angel of death from the first...
Jack Mormon is what they call him.
So you have all these people. Glenn Beck, how about him? Probably the most prominent. So this is a powerful faction in government, and it's a religion that worships power, among other things.
Interesting. All right, well, let's come back in 1 minute, Tarpley. I really got you on. I got to get you back on. This is all interesting. I wanted you to recap the history of who Obama is. I mean, what does it signify that our president really was born in Kenya? I mean, it's just absolute proof on top of proof. It's like the cops digging up 20 dead bodies in your basement, but then you say you didn't kill anybody. It's the second hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Done.